Dracarys, bitches. Welcome to Straight Up with Stassi. Fuck this quarantine podcast life. I don't know how you people are doing it. I'm here with Taylor Strecker. No, I'm not here with her. I am FaceTiming her and recording at the same time. I truly, truly don't understand how people like you are doing this on a regular basis with just other
people. First thing,
like,
hey, girl, hey. Let me say it. Number two, I don't know how I'm doing it either. My little brother is unemployed right now and he's with his girlfriend. He's with my parents and working for them. But my dad's a doctor, so he can only see emergency patients. So he's only seeing like 10 patients a week. So basically, like, they had to like furlough their employees and like everyone's unemployed right now. It's fucking crazy. So anyway, so my brother isn't working right now, because he was supposed to be working for my parents. And he texted me like, hey, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, you know, just crazy. And he was like, really? I'm so bored. And I was like, I'm exhausted. And he was like, why? I was like, I am working more than I've ever worked in my entire life.
That's Taylor, that's insane. Like, I can't figure out how to get this to work with you properly, much less like I can't schedule a like professional guest and like hope it works out, and my Wi-Fi up in Beechwood Canyon not fucking ideal. Literally, it breaks
great.
Up every time. I had to do David Spade Lights Out with my phone. Literally, my arm was going to fall off because my computer wouldn't work. The Wi-Fi, I had to use my phone. And I'm like, it's so unreliable. I'm like up here like glamping.
I love glamping. I love when he was like, I like your teeth. And you were like, what about my teeth?
That was frustrated because I'm like, I'm holding this phone for you. My arms are shaking. I'm not in shape. I don't have arm muscles. Like, don't fuck with my teeth right now.
He was like, I would never make fun of your teeth. You're like, I feel like you're coming for me, David Spade. I love
Spade.
You. Spade. No, it's crazy, Stas. I mean, honestly, I'm doing the Taylor Strecker show is not live, but it's live to tape. So I pre-record 2 hours of daily content every Sunday through Thursday.
How do you even, Taylor, have anything to talk about? Like, I'm sitting here, like I was telling you, I'm not experiencing life, so I don't have anything to discuss.
You know what I mean? I'll say this. I was like complaining on my radio show today. So it comes out, well, Fridays, which is now today in this world that we're in.
Right.
But I was saying how like I'm really sucking at Instagram right now, and like everyone's TikToking and I like can't figure it out. And I feel like if you TikTok, I won't be your friend.
I feel like
I'm not doing enough content. But then I was like, wait, I'm doing minimum of 10 hours of audio content plus Taste of Taylor podcast. Follow it, Taste of Taylor. Plus, I'm doing Betches Brides. I'm doing minimum 12 hours of audio content. I have nothing left to give. So
yeah.
And also, between that amount of content that I'm doing and then also like cooking and cleaning and like just trying to like not like be depressed all the time, I'm literally like, I have no energy to give to social media, and I'm feeling like so bad about it.
Okay, well, you're doing a lot of work. I, on the other hand, I feel like the only area where I'm thriving is now Twitter, because I tweet once a day. Once, and I feel like I'm really putting something
Girl,
out
more
there.
Than me.
Even if I get shit for it, for my tweets, I'm like, at least, you know what, I'm putting some content out there on Twitter. So like my one tweet a day, it's like I wake up, brush my teeth, put on makeup, send out a tweet, and then I'm like, oh, that was a long day.
I will say this. I thank God for you guys putting stuff out there that you're getting in trouble for, because that's the only news that I have to do on my radio show. It's all the
oh my
only
God.
News right now, Stas, is about like this one, that one, the other one, doing something on their Instagram live, like on a Zoom thing, and them getting in trouble for
yeah.
it. That's all the news stories I have, because the only other shit's like real stuff, and I don't want to talk about that because it's like the show's escapism.
Yeah, depressing.
But wait.
It's 100%.
Speaking of which, I got a DM, a couple DMs from people today or yesterday, and I didn't do it as a news story because it's such fake news, but people were like, is Stassi already married? And I'm like, no.
Oh my God. Taylor, so my publicist has been messaging me. She's like, So Us Weekly and like E! News, they're reaching out and they want like, should I respond or say no comment about you being married? And I'm like, what? I'm like, she's like, apparently because you wrote preach underneath Aaron Foster's Instagram.
No.
So Aaron Foster, yeah. She's fucking hysterical. Go follow her on Instagram if you don't already. Her and her sister are so funny. So Aaron Foster got married before we went into quarantine, and she posted a photo of her wedding, and she was like, something about like saying like, God, like something like, what a good time to have like got married, like bragging about the fact that she got married before quarantine, because like it sucks for those of us who are engaged having to cancel
your
our weddings.
Brides. It's like a thing.
We're Corona brides. Yeah. And I thought it was hysterical because I'm like, oh God, she totally won that. Like if I would have just gotten married like 1 week before coronavirus, like this would have been so much easier. And I just wrote preach because, well, I don't really get offended by shit much. Who gives a fuck? I'm like, you're right. Good for you that you got married so quickly. Like good for you. So I wrote preach. And because I wrote preach, everyone thinks, well, not everyone, but people now think that Bo and I are already married. And I'm like, okay, it is slow news days.
I did that story on my radio show.
That's insane. And poor Aaron Foster is getting so much shit for it. And it's like, if you look at her page, she is like a comedian. It's like she makes jokes about everything, makes fun of herself, makes fun of other people, that's her thing. Like everyone, like really, she's not like, it's a joke about a wedding. You know what I mean? Like there are worse things going on. I am a Corona bride, and if I'm not offended by it, like everyone sit the
fuck down.
That's
so funny that automatically people couldn't think, oh, Stassi's a Corona bride saying like, I think it's funny. It's not insulting to me.
Yeah.
But instead people are like, she must have gotten secretly married before this went down, because how else could she laugh at that?
Yes, I know. It's like, no, I still have my fucking sense of humor intact. God, I'm angry.
Ooh, let it out, girl.
I hear the anger. It's also because I'm hungover. This is the second time I've been hungover during quarantine, and it's not the best. So I'm like loopy and angry, and I give zero fucks.
Oh, that's my favorite version of you.
Because you know when you're hungover, it's like zero fucks given.
Question, how are you? How have you only been hungover twice? Are you not drinking?
I know I'm drinking. It's just like I'm not drinking a shit ton. It's like just a steady every day.
Like,
drinking.
Oh, like, you know what I mean? Like we do on tour. Well, when we were on tour, like responsible, consistent drinking.
Responsible, consistent drinking.
Alcoholism.
Yeah. Like I don't really day drink. Alcoholism 100%. I wait till about 5 o'clock.
I'm impressed.
You know, and then like I start drinking, but like I never to the point where I get hammered. But yesterday I did. So
I got so
that.
Hammered on Easter, and my mom called, and I actually got drunk with my mom and dad on Easter, and I thought we were all wasted. But I talked to my mom yesterday, and I was like, Easter was so fun, and she was like, yeah. She kept saying dad and I were wasted. We weren't, and I was like, wait a second, was I so drunk that I thought everybody else was as drunk as me? And she's like, are you okay? I'm like, no, I'm not.
No. No, I'm not okay.
I was so drunk.
No one
you know me. I can hang, okay?
Yeah, you totally can.
Tay had to walk. Tay said I looked at her. Like, we were just, like, FaceTiming with family and stuff. And I looked at her and I said, I need you to walk me up to bed. And she had to, like, physically help me up the stairs and put me in bed. And I woke up in the morning in a sweater. And I'm like, why am I in a sweater? Is that...
Oh, that's like waking up in jeans.
I know.
That is like, it's itchy.
It was awful.
You know what I mean?
So I'm trying not to get like wasted anymore. I was the first couple weeks quarantine because I was like, snow day, woo. Now I'm like, I got shit to do. I can't be hungover. So I've been like.
Okay, if you brag about how you're so busy one more time, I'm going to kick
your
ass virtually.
I know. It's very annoying. I'm sorry.
Jealous of everyone who's motivated
right
now.
No. I'm not
like,
motivated.
I'm so jealous.
Every day I wake up and I'm like, I can't do this. And then I just have to. And then after I do, I actually do feel good. But it's weird. Like I'm jealous of people that don't have stuff to do. But I will say I'm very lucky to still have my job and get to be working. I am very grateful for that. But these are weird times, man. Like fucking weird.
It is insane. And I cry at least once a day, have breakdowns once a day, and have to sit and talk to Bo and talk about my feelings because I'm like, I lose my mind once a day.
How does Bo feel about talking about feelings?
Oh, Bo's the one who encourages it.
He's so good. Tay is getting Tay's losing it with me. She's like, because I want to talk about my feelings too. Like, we'll do a Zoom and I'll be like, afterwards, I'll be like, I felt left out. And she's like, you felt left out of the Zoom? Anyway, so she has no time for my feelings. Like, I have heard 50,000 times during this quarantine, your feelings aren't facts. And I'm like, they are to me.
They totally are. Taylor Donahue, get her out here.
They are. I know. So anyway, so she's like, she does not want to talk about my feelings anymore. She's had it up to here with my fucking feelings. But I have so many. I have so many feelings.
I just like, and you know, it doesn't help that like Bo's like really depressing and how he's just like, I think that this is going to last way longer than we're even like thinking. He's like, we're going to be here for months and months. And I'm like, okay, Satan, calm the fuck down. You're scaring me.
Well, Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York today, he extended our lockdown. We're like the hub of the globe. And we're in lockdown till at least May 15th.
Yeah, well, ours was extended till May 17th.
Oh, no shit.
Yes. That was a dark day when I found that out. Literally woke up and I'm like finally waking up on the right side of the bed. And I'm just like, today might be better. I might self-tan my face or something. And then Bo's like, we're in lockdown another month. And I'm like, fuck you. I walk around just telling my dogs and Bo to go fuck themselves. That's literally what I do. My only friends are Ramona, Sonia, Tinsley. At this point, I feel like I know them intimately. Like, I just get up and just mindlessly watch Real Housewives. Like, I can't do this. I am, Taylor, I really truly thought I was a homebody, and I'm not. I am not thriving. I'm going to lose it. I'm going to lose it. And if one more person gets mad at me for a tweet that I tweet or something I say, I am going to serial killer everyone and find a way to delete. I don't know. I'm over everyone. I'm over everyone.
So because I've been like doing the show, I am like up on like the news. And I'm, like I said, most of the news is like coming down on celebrities for something that they did. Actually, I just saw this thing. I don't know if you saw it. And if you haven't, look it up. It's fascinating. Michael Bublé. Because listen, a lot of the stuff's bullshit, right? Like people got really mad at Ellen because she made a joke. Her show is finally on. She's doing it like from her house. And she said this being in quarantine is like being in jail. And she said, you wear the same clothes every day and everybody in here is gay, which I, as a gay woman, laughed at. That's fucking hysterical.
Right.
She got in so much trouble because people were like, you're in a mansion. And I'm like, oh, come on. Like,
she's just, God,
it's just a joke.
It's just a joke. It's a joke. She's also a comedian. I agree. If anyone's allowed to joke like that, it's her.
From doing the news, like, I'd say it's 50-50. 50% of the time, people are being overreactive and cancel culture-y and overly sensitive. And then the other 50% of the time, I'm like, yeah, that wasn't the greatest thing in the world. So, one I just saw, Michael Bublé and his wife. Did you see this video?
Okay.
Stassi, you have got to go watch it. So
now I'm so excited.
So they've been doing
the shit that I have to look forward to.
They've been doing Instagram lives together a lot. And honestly, maybe they should stop because they're clearly fighting and they're not getting along. But you can see it on the Instagram live. So there was...
Well, that's awesome. That's the shit I want to watch. It's like a good reality show.
But it's like borderline, like blink twice to his wife if you need help for real. I think they might be in Argentina because he was speaking Spanish and she is Argentinian. So they might be there.
Yeah.
But anyway, so they were doing an Instagram live and he went to say hi first. And then she said like hi, like right after and like kind of stepped on his like saying hi. And he looked at her with eyes of murder. And then he elbowed her, but like hard. And then he grabbed her arm and then he put his arm around her neck.
Wait, can you send me this when this podcast is over?
And so now people are saying, is she okay? And then there was another one that they did where they thought they were done. And in the background, you can hear him say, I'm going to kill you.
At least it's honest.
So it's crazy though. So like at first when I saw the headline, I was like, oh, this is going to be such bullshit. Like people are being dramatic. And when I watched it, I was like, oh my fucking God, Michael Bublé is a monster.
Taylor, I will tell you this though. I am really sick of watching other people's Instagram lives where they're like, life is great. I still put on my OOTDs and I'm still having the time of my life and I'm working so hard and all of this. Like, I'm fuck all of you. I want to see the couples fighting. I want to see an abusive relationship. Well, that's what I need to see right now.
She's come out and defended him and said, you know, thank you for worrying about women and like in those situations. I am not one of them. But her language is like, I don't know if it's a language barrier because everything that she's saying is in Spanish. So it's being translated to English.
Right.
But it's very formal verbiage. And it's like very like, she's like going out of her way to not use the word abuse, which makes me feel like she's just like, I'm just hanging in here until the quarantine's over. And then I'm leaving this motherfucker.
And then I'm going to divorce and take him for all of his Christmas song
like
monies.
Literally.
Monies. Yes.
So I will say that it is uber sensitive right now, but there are some that are actually like crazy. So wait, did you hear about Heather Dubrow? She's in trouble now. She's the newest celeb. She's in trouble.
No. Oh God. I love that you're giving me all the tea. Okay. Give me the tea. This is what my hungover ass needs. I need the tea.
She's coming under fire because she's been selling bottles of her own product. She went on Shop HQ to like sell. They have like a product line like for like skincare and shit like that. And a part of that line is that they have their own bottles of hand sanitizer. And they're 6 ounces, which is little, and they're selling them for $28.95.
Shut.
Yes.
She has like a champagne button in her
she
house.
Has.
She like literally brags about how wealthy she is. That is okay. Listen, I understand like we all need to make money. Okay. So like if you're somebody that like can make hand sanitizer and you need to pay your bills, like go make it and sell it. But like this bitch is wealthy.
She
like
lives
this
in a
is $21 Heather Dubrow.
$1 million house.
Yeah. Like step up and donate that hand sanitizer. So, like, you know, you can handle
so
it.
So she got crushed on Twitter and somebody wrote, you and your husband are price gouging. You are selling 6 ounces of hand sanitizer for like basically $30. You and your hubby get to stay in a $21 million home while you take advantage of people's fear. More about the Benjamins than helping Americans. That almost rhymes. That's like a rap lyric. So anyway, she is coming out now saying we're giving a portion, not all, a portion of the proceeds of our hand sanitizers to food banks and healthcare professionals.
1 cent a bottle is going
yeah,
to
right.
And
she's just basically saying like, you know, people basically need the like hand sanitizer, which I can attest to. There's none around me. So like if I knew she was selling it, I might have bought a bunch out of desperation. But she's saying because of the pandemic, it's impossible to find ingredients. So their normal costs are up 3 times as well. So
okay,
I don't know.
But also, she's not hurting for the cash
at all.
You know what I mean?
At all.
Like this is the one time to just like fucking just donate that shit. Like
yes.
You know, just donate it to people who need it. Like
when you're stupid, filthy rich, that's like when. Come on. Did you hear about Blac Chyna?
Oh, yes. That was awesome.
$950 to FaceTime with her. She better have been masturbating, giving virtual blowjobs for that amount of money.
That was hysterical. And like how much money so that she'll follow somebody back?
$250 for a follow back.
$250 to follow back. I mean, like, we all have bills to pay.
Honestly, Blac Chyna, like, I think her pricing is too high and that's what's so egregious. But I will say that bitch does need money. She really does.
Like, you know, I don't know what type of house she bought. And now she's like, oh, crap. I can't go to Vegas. I can't go to Tao and do an appearance now. So, like, what the fuck? What do I do? Like, I think it's again, it's like, and I don't get offended.
Yes.
By anything. So I stupidly expect that.
Yes.
And I ignorantly expect that from other people because I don't get offended by anything. It's like, I assume that no one else is, or I just want nobody else to get offended.
Right.
But like, honestly, Blac Chyna, whatever. If she wants to do it, and if there are people who are going to fucking buy it, like that's on them. That is a private business transaction between two consenting adults. Like, who are we to say no to it? Do you know what I mean? Whatever.
I feel like when I saw those prices, I was like, this is ridiculous. Obviously, I'm going to do the story on the show. However, I will say that a part of me was like, if you don't want it, don't buy it, you know? So like,
that's what I mean. It's like, she's not forcing people to do it. She's like, if you want to follow, pay me $250. Like, who gives
a fuck? And if somebody values her follow that much, like more power to them. I don't know.
It's like, honestly, if Meghan Markle was like, listen, 950 a FaceTime, I'd be like, hey, I might not know if I have a job for the next year of my life, but I'm paying it.
Wait, can I ask what's going on with Vanderpump? Like, and I mean this for all shows.
Who knows, Taylor? Who knows? Because they can't, you can't make any decisions right now.
No.
Like, we can't even expect answers because it's like, we don't know when we're going to be allowed to be around each other. We don't know when we're going to be allowed out of the house to like be in groups of more than six. I don't know. So like, we're all just like sitting here like, well, you know, this could be it. Or we could get another season and I don't know, 2024. I don't know.
Dude, it's crazy. You know what I think it's happening? I was talking with somebody, I forget who recently, and I was like, do you think that like cancel culture and like sensitivities are higher than ever on social media, or are they the same? There's just less like other stuff going on to distract from it, because it really feels like all the news is the president and Dr. Fauci and Dr. Scarfy McScarferson. I fucking love her scarf game.
Right.
And that's like real news. And then there's like this like news of celebrity getting in trouble. I mean, Chris Cuomo, who's on CNN, he has gone a fucking shit ton of trouble. Because he basically said, like, fuck CNN, fuck my job. I'm sick of being famous. People get to take pot shots at me because I'm famous. I don't need the money.
Yeah.
And but, like, I got what he was saying. Because it's, like, it is unfair. But it is also part of his gig. And he also has, like, COVID-19 and he was walking outside. And he's really famous. So it's, like, I feel like I'm living in the gray area right now. Like, I see both sides and then the, like, extra sides. But a lot of people are just, by the nature of the world we live in, have been pre-pandemic and are now currently in this pandemic, very black and white. Mm-hmm. They can't see, like, the middle ground. And I'm just not one of those people. Even, like, when it comes to politics, I've never been, like, I am bipartisan. I do not align myself with a party. And so I'm, like, just somebody who naturally isn't, like, a team this, team that. So I feel like, for me, I can be, like, ooh, that was a bad call. But, like, oh, well, they made a mistake. But people are coming for blood. And I feel like celebrities, and, yes, you fall in that category. I feel like, for some reason, people are harder on celebrity than they've ever been before. And I think it's out of... I think there's a lot of jealousy, because all people are doing is being in their houses. So people get to see people in their home more so now than ever. And I think when you're like in a studio apartment and then you see somebody like Ellen complaining about being in prison with like a compound, it's like, bitch, I would gladly be in your prison. I just think, and also right now we're in stages of grief, right? Because this is grieving. Like whether you lost your job, God forbid you lost somebody close to you, you're worried about being sick. There's so many different variations for why people are grieving right now, or just like because life is no longer the same as we knew it to be. We're in stages of grief. And so it's like, what are the stages of grief? It's like denial, anger, like bargaining.
I was reading about this the other day, the stages of grief, and I'm already at the end.
Oh, don't worry.
Of all
you
those
can
stages.
Just lily pad back and forth between the phases.
I can start yes. over. Can I start over and go back to denial? Because I'd like to be there.
But I
right
think
now.
That people wake up in the morning and they are just going to be in whatever stage of grief they're in. And so when people are in the stage of anger, they're coming for the world. And I think that that's what's going on. But I definitely, it's wild. That's all I can say is it's wild.
I know. I mean, the thing is, it's like I've tweeted a few things and captioned a few of my photos and this is what I've noticed. Like I tweeted that I was like, I would like literally pay to put back on my Sir uniform and go clock in. And like 80% of the people who saw that tweet laughed.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? But it's just like the 20%. Who are angry about it, who think I'm like, I'm not trying to insult waitresses around the world. Like I was a server. I'm just sitting here making a fucking joke that I made to Bo and then decided to tweet it. It's like, I'm sorry. This is how I'm dealing with Corona right now. I'm just tweeting out my random thoughts, but like the 20% that are like hating on it are just so loud. And it's like the only thing people focus on. And so then it's like all these articles that are like Stassi's being slammed for this. I'm like, not really. I'm like, I don't feel like I'm being slammed. 80% of those people laughed. Like I feel fine. Like I feel fine. Like I made a joke about needing a hairbrush and a Prozac,
which is so
prescription.
Funny.
Well, guess what? I do. I do right now. I cry every day. I am not myself. I don't know how to control like my mood. I do. It's a joke and it's real at the same time. And let me write it. I'm not people who are actually on Prozac. Granted, I've been on Prozac. I've been on every antidepressant in the world over the last 10 years. So like I'm allowed to actually say this technically, but like the people who are on Prozac in this very moment are, did I make you cry? Did that comment really upset you? Like, did it really upset you? I'm offended because like I've actually been on Prozac for like 2 years.
You're
and
like
a half
same.
Years. Like, go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep.
Also, you know how many people are going on depression and anxiety medication that have never been on it before because of this? So you're a person living in a pandemic. Why can't you say you want Prozac? Like,
Taylor, I tried calling my doctor 4 times today and his line is busy. Oh, what does that mean? And it's freaking me out. Like, it's freaking me out.
You know, I think that, like, what's happening is the trolls that were already on the internet are still there, and more so than ever because, I mean, people don't have work to do right now. So they have more time than ever on their hands. And I think that a lot of people are just sitting around perched up on their, like, little troll tree, like, you know, branches, waiting for somebody to say one thing that they're like, ah, I got you on that one. And that's, like, that's what's happening.
Okay, but guess what? Cancel culture doesn't work right now because we're all already canceled. Literally, I've been canceled for a month now. So just like, shut up.
Well, speaking of people getting in trouble on Instagram and like on Twitter and, you know, getting called out, did you see Jax Taylor's tweets?
Okay. Literally right when I got on the phone with you to do this, I was bored just waiting. So I was like scrolling through things and I saw something about like Jax and FedEx, but I didn't have enough time to like dive into it. So you're going to have to explain.
Well, I actually have an article in front of me.
Okay.
And I will say a listener sent me DM'd me about this story. And, you know, I like Jax because I never really did. And I always was like, took every opportunity to come for him. But while we were on your tour for 3 seconds, Jax and Brittany were with us for the first 2 shows. And I never thought I'd see the day where I was going to be spooning with Jax watching TV in a tour bus with ULO. But that day came. And all these people were like, don't get Jax. And I'm like, too late. It happened. I love him.
Too late.
And I love him. And I know that he's very sensitive. And so, you know, I don't want to like make him upset. But I mean, this just came out and it's just, I was reading it just laughing because it's like, you know what? I'll give Jax credit. Pandemic or no pandemic, Jax is Jax. And it doesn't matter.
Okay, tell me what this is. Tell me, wait, explain it to me.
So basically this happened April 13th, so just like a few days ago. And basically like all of us, we're getting like a lot of stuff delivered, right? Like we're relying on delivery and that would be considered, those people are essential workers. So they have to come to work no matter what. And thank God for them.
God bless them. I tip them so much, not to brag, but like I'm spending every last penny tipping them because I'm like, thank you so much for your service. Thank you so much for your service. Like literally, like they were like in the front line of like Normandy. Like I'm like, you are seriously helping me survive. I appreciate you so fucking much. Like I know.
I mean, even like when I go to the grocery store, I'm like, thank you for your service. Are you healthy? Are you okay? And every single night at 7 o'clock, Tay and I go up to our roof and we like scream and bang pots and pans for all the essential workers. It's fun.
Wait, Beachwood Canyon started doing that the other day. And I was like, what's happening? It sounds like there are howling wolves outside our house. And I opened the doors and I'm like, oh my God, everyone in the canyon is outside on their balconies. I mean, we're new to the neighborhood, so no one invited us. But
no one has to invite you.
I'm looking over. No one invited me. I'm like looking over at like my new neighbors and I don't know them. And they're just like screaming out like pimp. Like with instruments and shit. And I'm like, this is comforting, but why wasn't I invited?
So FOMO. It's for essential workers. I thought for a while it was for hospital workers, but then I'm like, duh, idiot. Essential workers are people that are delivering packages and, you know, the people that go grocery shopping for us, Amazon workers.
Yeah.
Thank you guys.
Yes.
So we're all very grateful to them right now, right? Probably more so than we've ever been in the history of our country.
Absolutely.
And so Jax had an issue with FedEx. And like, listen, pre-pandemic, I would be totally on his side. This is stuff that I would bitch and complain about. But in pandemic, it's questionable. So if some would say horrific. Right. So want me to chronological order?
I'm having trouble connecting to the internet.
Alexa, shut up. What is Bo doing? Bo's Alexifying the whole house. The whole house, because he wants to live in a smart house. And every now and again, I'll be in a separate room completely away from him. And my Alexa will start talking. And I'm like, oh.
Just FYI. Okay,
sorry.
Just a warning. So Tay and I moved from New York to Jersey City. And we live in this gorgeous apartment. And it's a smart apartment. And we lost power last Friday for like 3 hours. And our water wouldn't turn on. So I just want to let everybody know, smart houses are awesome when you have power. But just let Bo know, maybe you don't want to smartify everything.
Good to know.
Because I was like, we have no water because our faucet is smart. It's like so smart until it's so damn dumb. Okay. So Jack started this on April 13th. So what would that have been? Like Tuesday?
I don't know.
Earlier this week.
I don't know what day anything is, Taylor. What are you doing to me? My brain is short-circuiting. I feel like a fembot.
You're going to start shooting bullets out of your boobs.
Yes.
So he started doing this on April 13th at like 7 o'clock p.m. There's a lot of tweets because as we all know, that's how he does. And it didn't end until 3:30 in the morning.
Okay.
Just for,
All right, here
context.
We go.
Okay, so he says, this is what his first one. Are you kidding? Are you kidding at FedEx? You didn't even knock on my door. How can you put a sticker on my door saying, we missed you? Clearly, everyone's home. You didn't even knock. Okay, I get it. Obviously, who's out? Nobody. So it's like, of course we're home, so please knock.
Okay.
So what happens is then you get a sticker, then you have to go fucking pick up the package, which is a pain in the ass. Okay.
Right.
So that's that.
Right. I'm following.
Then, like, 15 minutes later, I guess he's just still mad. So he says, at FedEx, you do realize most people have cameras on their homes, right? The days of saying, we tried, are over. So maybe he called and said, I want my package, and they said, we tried, and he didn't get the package back, and that set him off again. Lots of angry emojis, too. Okay. The next one. Somebody tweeted at him, maybe they don't want to touch your doorbell. Seriously, I wash my hands like a champion after a trip to the mailbox. Given the state of our global pandemic, you could cut the dude some slack, is what they said. So he retweeted that and replied, it's called gloves. Drop the package off and leave. I gave specific instructions to leave all packages. I have cameras all over my house. So do your job right now or don't do it at all. Now I have to go pick it up. And that's 100 times worse, which he is correct about. It is 100 times worse to leave your house and go pick something up where there's a lot of other people.
Right. I think this FedEx person just doesn't like jacks.
Okay. So then FedEx DMs back or replies and says, I apologize for the inconvenience and I would be happy to assist. Please DM your name, complete address, tracking number, phone number, and email address. So then he replies to that. Thank you for getting back to me. My neighbors just called me and said all their packages were delivered broken. We have it all on camera of them just throwing it in our yards. Not okay. Tell your driver, everybody has cameras nowadays. Please be respectful of people's property.
Oh, my God. Play the tape.
And then FedEx, again, at 3 o'clock in the morning, says, Jax, comma, I am so sorry to hear about your neighbor's package. Please have them file a claim with the shipper or the merchant. Do you need assistance with your package? Please let me know and provide the requested information. So Jax writes, thanks for getting back to me. Just not right how these handlers are treating packages. Has nothing to do with the virus. They are just being lazy. They have been doing this since way before the virus. But again, appreciate your assistance. Cross emoji, heart emoji, smiley, like smiley, cute cheek emoji.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And I hope that's where it ends.
That's where it ends.
All right. I mean, it's Jax. Why is this even a news story? Really? I don't understand.
Oh, man.
This is, it's Jax.
I mean, listen.
Like,
when I read it, I said, oh, no, because I thought right now essential workers, they're like untouchable. And if they do fuck up or they do break a package, which under normal circumstances, you could get very angry about and tweet about. Right now, we kind of just have to do like a quarantine.
we kind of have to, we have to roll with it.
But I will say that, so Tay and I ordered groceries because we, it's really hard in Jersey City for some reason to get groceries delivered to you. And we finally got a slot. We were like, thank God. So we put our order in and we were like getting like a lot of everything, not hoarding, just like getting like lots of supplies because we can't get groceries. Like we can't just go on to Fresh Direct and like get it like 3 days later. It's like weeks out.
Right. That's insane.
It's insane. So we finally got a slot. And so I was like, get five Velveeta cheeses because I want to make meatloaf. And like, you know.
God, are you still talking about meatloaf? We did this podcast 2 weeks ago and you were talking about meatloaf.
All day. It's my comfort food. It reminds me of my muffner. I need it. So, and then like whatever, things here and there. So half the order was like $366, which was like very expensive. But so what? As long as we're getting our stuff. And when the shipment came, 65% of it was wrong.
That's happened to me every single time too, and you have to roll with it.
My initial reaction was I was mad, and I knew I couldn't yell at the people, and I wanted to go and rage on my Instagram story, but instead I just yelled at my girlfriend, and somehow it became her fault, even though she wasn't doing the shopping. But I was like, I had to take a step back for myself and be like, you're allowed to get mad about this stuff during normal times, but I'm not allowed now to get mad about this. So,
no, we're not. I mean, but I'm not. See, it's like we're not allowed to be mad at that. I mean, you're allowed to, you know, you're allowed to be mad. You're allowed to feel however you want to feel. And honestly, you're allowed to tweet whatever the fuck you want. That is like, it, I mean, who cares? And people can get offended by it. They can get mad at it in return, in response to that. People are allowed to get mad. Like, so it's fine. Everyone's entitled to feel however they are fucking feeling.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like the people who are getting mad at me if I tweet something that they don't like, I'm like, I'm not even mad at you for being mad at me.
Wow. You're allowed. That's
You're
really
allowed.
Evolved.
I
That's
don't
evolved.
Care.
I'm impressed. I need to get there.
Quarantine. It's just making me, I'm just so much wiser.
When am I going to get to see you?
I don't fucking know. I mean.
I miss you.
God damn it. Like, I, you know, I just like can't believe like we should be like on tour right now.
I know.
I should be on a bus. But like, I feel bad even complaining about it because it's like. There are people hardcore struggling and it's just, it's insane. I mean,
I know it is. I mean, listen, I get that there's people on like so many different levels struggling, but again, it's like every cut hurts. Right. And so just because somebody's in a worse spot than you doesn't mean that you can't be sad about the tour, you know?
And that is also something that like I feel very passionately about when people are getting mad at other people for being like Ellen DeGeneres, like, okay, well, like, it still is sad for her. Like, it still is sad. Yes, she's living in a fucking mansion, but it still is sad for her. Life is different. It's sad for everyone.
Yeah.
Right now.
I know. I think I'm going to get on TikTok. I think it's the only solution. Everyone who's on TikTok looks very happy dancing with their families.
I know. Fuck them. But I'm not judging anyone right now for what they do. I don't care.
Why can't we get mad at people on TikTok? Because they're having fun.
Yeah, they're having a ball. Lisa Rinna is thriving.
Oh my God. Wait, did you watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
I am going to do that after I get off this with you.
I heard some tea about some of the new housewives.
Oh, really? Tell.
So there's a new one. I don't know their names. There's a new one that came in as Denise's friend. And then there's another one. I think her name is Sutton. And she's like in like the trailer. She has a big presence. And apparently, allegedly, she was actually cast as like a full-time housewife. But her ex-husband, last minute, said he didn't want the kids on camera. And so they had to cut like all her scenes. So she's now like a friend of, but she was supposed to be a castmate. This is a rumor. I know. But apparently this bitch is so rich that they were the very first episode. They are in New York City for Fashion Week. And Kyle Richards does a fashion show, which apparently she's like a total monster. And like the producer of the fashion show refuses to work with her. Somebody that works for her is saying, I refuse. Don't keep her away from me. I'm not working with her. But this new housewife, Sutton, went to like Dolce & Gabbana to pick up clothes. And they, Dolce & Gabbana, made her her own line of clothes for Fashion Week. That's how rich goals, she is.
Goals, 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 goals. This is the content I need to escape with right now. Like, I need this. Like, thank God for Housewives. Have you been watching New York Housewives?
I watched the first one. The issue is my girlfriend refuses to watch anything on Bravo but Vanderpump Rules. And then she actually the other day said I had to stop watching Vanderpump because I get too angry and I yell at the TV too much.
I get angry and yell at the TV too much when I watch Vanderpump Rules too. I don't know what show I'm watching. I don't even know.
I yell at you on my TV.
I don't even know what I don't even know what I'm watching. I'm like, what is this? What is all of this?
You know who makes me mad on Vanderpump. I won't say it. I'm not going to go into it, but you know who makes me mad on Vanderpump. And I go, I'm an insane person. Tay said she can't emotionally handle my reaction to the show. So I'm not allowed to watch that.
You need to calm dizzle.
Can't stop. But so she won't watch Bravo with me. So like I am so far behind on the shows because I try to watch it on demand the next day and it takes forever for the episode to come up.
Don't you watch things without Taylor? Like Bo and I watch things separately a lot now. Like that's helping the situation. Otherwise we're like on top of each other. So it's like
don't get mad when I say this. But Tay is working more than I've ever seen her work in our entire relationship. She started a new job. And just for like context, the new job was supposed to be like a work from home job, like a remote job that you can do anywhere. So the quarantine literally didn't stop their momentum whatsoever. So they're trying to like launch something that actually is going to be helping a lot of people like in our industry. So she's been like pulling like 13, 14, 15 hour days. So
which makes me think that you would have a lot of alone time to watch whatever you want.
By the time I'm done with my stuff, I have to start like cleaning up from the night before and cooking. And I don't want to put anything on that I need to give my full attention to. So I've just been watching Glee.
Okay. God, you're a weirdo. You truly are a weirdo.
It's like a nice distraction. They sing. I don't have to be watching it the whole time. And I cry a lot.
I get it.
I need that release. So I am severely behind on all things Bravo. But like I have to remedy that because I think Housewives of Beverly Hills is and obviously New York is exactly what I need right now.
It really is. Like I don't think you understand. Like I'm telling you, I truly feel like Ramona and Dorinda are my best friends. Sometimes I want to go and like start a group chat and be like, hey girls, miss you. Like, and start talking to them because I've watched them for so many hours for over the past month. Like, they're in my living room every day. You know what I mean? I'm just like, I know you guys. I know you. I love you. You love me. Let's do this. Zoom party soon. It's like,
oh my God, please make that public if you do it, please. Bethany Frankel like came out recently
saying that and it disappointed me.
I know.
I love Bethany. I know you have your opinions on Bethany and
I came around.
You did?
I let my anger go. You know what? The thing, Bethany reminded me of somebody who I to this day still hate, who was torturing me in real time when I was watching the show. So I projected, as people do, all my real life issues onto Bethany Frankel, which is not necessarily fair.
Right.
But when she came back, like the second time or whatever, I was like, you know what? She's great TV. She's vulnerable. I'm fucking here for her. I did come around on that. But she basically was like, this is not inspiring content. Like, Bethany, I appreciate what she's doing. She's doing important work.
100%.
Sometimes we just want to, it's called escapism.
It is, yes. And that kind of annoyed me. I will always love Bethany no matter what she fucking says. She could literally like cut my dog in half and I'd still be like, well, you know,
which
my dog
one?
Was barking too much. Do you know what I mean? Like,
which one?
Well, I don't want to go there. Oh my God, that was sad. I just had to think about that real fast.
You didn't have to.
Sophie's Choice. Oh my God, that was so sad. But I saw that Bethany was just like shitting on Real Housewives and I'm just like, come on, Bethany, just like do your own shit and like move on. Like if you chose to leave us, I'm mad at you for leaving us. I would love to have you back, but like you don't need to like shit on this whole situation because I need to watch Dorinda get wasted right now. Like I need it. Okay.
Well, that's Like, that's the thing, though. If Bethany did walk away, now I'm questioning it. Because, like, if
she
walk
did.
Away from
There's
something.
There's no way. Bravo would never fire Bethany.
Okay,
no
so
way
fine.
In hell.
But, like, then, like, you can't be the kind of person that you walk away from something and then want it to go down in flames, you know? Like, it's like.
I did.
Like, you. I love you so much.
Like, I left and I was just like, fuck all of y'all. I hope you fail. And then I'm like, oh, wait, you're not failing? Here I am again.
Wait. Speaking of you feeling left out, please don't be mad about me leaving you out of my quarantine houses. That
was
for
rude.
The radio show.
I don't care.
You're not on the radio show.
I don't care. I don't give a fuck.
Fuck you, bitch.
That was poor judgment. Like it should have been. I thought it was, you know, it should have been the Taylor umbrella, not just the radio
fine,
show.
Fine.
It's like, well, the Taylor umbrella.
I'm going to do another one. I'm going to do a Taste of Taylor one.
And you
How
know
that
my house will win every time.
I'm separating
who,
you and Bo. I'm who, separating
oh,
you and Bo.
That, then he might win. But who wouldn't want to be in quarantine with this bundle of negativity that is me? You know, you can just let me state my case. Let me just try. Like,
okay,
anyone,
tell me what I'm getting in your house.
If you're in my house,
I'm having trouble connecting.
We have Alexa.
I'm going to kill him. If you're in my house, you get to be cynical as fuck.
Okay.
Drink a lot of wine, eat random food, make fun of people. You know what
Ooh,
I mean? You
yes.
just like sit, you watch rom-coms.
Watch maybe a lot of Housewives.
Watch a lot of Housewives. Throw on the Oculus so that we can have virtual reality and feel like we're going different places sometimes.
Ooh.
You know, it's like, it's like the honesty is that was what you want. I'm not here to like make life better. I'm here to be like, yeah, life sucks. Want to do it with me?
That's good. Wait, so in my house, because I'm going to do a Taste of Taylor one, but I'm going to be in a house, I don't know where. I'm going to have my girlfriend Taylor do it because she's okay. the one that created the last
you gotta
one.
You got to make it fair. Yeah, you got to separate
savage.
Me and Bo. That
she's
is
savage.
Yeah.
If you go to my quarantine house, you get meatloaf coming out your eyeballs. It's really delicious.
Uh-huh.
You have a private roof deck that you can go up on and lay out in the sun.
I have a deck you can lay out on the sun and it overlooks the canyons and the hills. So,
unlike Stassi, I don't make you eat dinner at 5 p.m.
Well, okay, fair. You got that one.
And like you can start drinking whenever you want, honey.
Oh,
I'll
yeah,
join you when I'm done.
You can drink whenever you want in my house.
Well, what are you serving?
I have everything in this house.
No, you have to pick. You have to pick a house drink.
Do I really? Aperol spritz then.
Fine. I have Whispering Angel on ice or no ice. It's
oh, that's
your
what
choice,
I'm actually,
honey.
That's what I'm drinking right now.
Me too.
Bo's house would be tequila. He went through a whole bottle of tequila in 2 days, and that was the first time I've ever judged
Hero.
Him. I literally was like, do you want to take a look at this? Do you want to take a look at this empty bottle? He's like, I'm disgusting. And I was like, oh, you said it, so I don't have to.
What's the grossest thing you're doing in quarantine?
Picking my nose a lot.
Same.
In a glass house. So like my house is made of glass. So there's windows everywhere. I make eye contact with people while I'm doing it outside of my home. Like I am worried that I bought a glass house. I don't feel very protected. Like, yes, I have like cameras everywhere like Jax Taylor. Cameras and sensors everywhere so I can like look at everything and I'm alerted even if like a window opens for 1 second. You know what I mean? Like,
yes,
I have everything, but like you can literally see inside my home. I'm like in a museum. I'm an orangutan
of Stassi.
In a museum. It's the Museum of Stassi. Please, if you're listening to this podcast, don't come up and stalk my home. Okay. I should not have admitted all of this, but it truly is like I'm living in a glass house. And I think that's the most embarrassing thing.
Stassi also has cannons out of every window. So don't come near her. She'll shoot them off.
Yes.
She also has dragons on call ready to protect her.
Yes.
I know.
Okay.
Oh, girl. I just like I'm having a hard time brushing my teeth. So there's that.
I enjoy brushing my teeth, honestly.
I keep forgetting.
My skin is so dry.
Me too.
My psoriasis, I can't even cover up with the heaviest foundation at this point now. Like now it's just like, wow, this is your life. Like It's my skin is flaking off everywhere. If you saw me without makeup on, you would think that like you would be concerned for me. You would. It's bad.
It's stress. It's definitely stress.
Stress and depression.
You got it, girl.
Well, I love you so much.
Same.
Thank you for doing this. I might ask Always. You to do this next week because I feel bad asking Bo every time.
No, I like literally I am more than happy to do it, girl. Once you hit 10 hours of audio content, it's like, what's another five? You know,
I don't feel that way because now I have literally nothing left to talk about. Like, I could recap season 2 of Real Housewives of New York. That's about it. That's what my life consists of right now.
Well, I will come with the fire stories of everybody getting in trouble all the time.
And will you, when we get off this, will you send me the Michael Bublé thing? Because I need to watch it.
I'm going to send it to you, but I'm going to make you stay on FaceTime and watch it because I want to see your reaction.
Okay. Fair. How does that happen if I'm watching it on my phone? Send it to my iPad. Send it to my email.
I'll send it to your email. You can watch it wherever you want.
Okay, whatever. Just send it to my email. Okay. All right, everyone. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, guys.